This is the third barrier to go into a canal west of Chicago. That canal allows boats to travel between the carp-contaminated Illinois River and Lake Michigan. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Vincent Quarles says barrier number 2B, as it's called, gives him more options.
Well, you know, being a soldier, I like having flexibility and redundancy. With now the completion of 2B, we have three different arrays that we can use in the waterway system.
Quarles says one barrier can now be shut down for maintenance while the other two repel fish. Quarles concedes the new barrier won't stop carp smaller than 5 or 6 inches, but he says that may not matter.
You know, it's highly unlikely that small Asian carp are present near the barrier, and that's based on lots of man hours of netting, electrofishing. We even have a camera that looks underwater.
But the Natural Resources Defense Council remains concerned about tiny fish getting through. Spokesman Josh Mogerman says in the short term, perhaps, the voltage of barrier number 2B could be increased, but he's not optimistic.
We certainly want the fence to be turned up, but we want it to be done in a safe way, and it's a little frustrating that those issues have not been dealt with yet.
In the long term, environmental groups still want to physically separate the Illinois River and Lake Michigan systems before a sustainable population of the hungry carp starts harming the food chain in the lake. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.